Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program with your super awesome hosts, Derek and Eduardo. There are now lots of people on your screen, and I'm looking at five of us on my phone, and I can't read names. How do you pronounce your name, Jay?
Just Jay-Zack.
Jay-Zack. That's what I was going to say, but I was like, that's too easy. Nailed it's got to be something special.
No, it's not. Special.
All right, we've got Jay-Zack and Huds, and I'm the beard. Tonight, I have no idea what we're going to talk about because I didn't study up. Well, I'm literally phoning it in. I'm barely here.
Literally phoning it in.
But I can still drink.
That's true.
Which is the best part.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, Jay-Zack.
Hey, thank you. So happy to be back. It's been a while.
Hey, we have the domain back. Last time we talked about getting the timespentpoorly.com back. We have it.
What? How much you have to pay or what?
It was $15.
Oh,
for the
year. Cheers, Lord.
Cheers. It was, well, when we first looked at it, because I went through and I was reviewing like the history there, it was like $171. I remember when we were checking it out about a year and a half ago to get it back. But so I guess the outfit that was holding it or sitting on it like finally let it go. Hmm. So we were able to land it for $15. So we'll hold on to it this time. And we still have the dot funds. So we have time spent poorly dot fun and TSPN dot fun.
Did you migrate all the stuff over?
Adam is still in the process of doing it. He's been busy. So
oh, I bet, yeah.
I'll let him get to it when he gets to it.
Oh yeah, look at that.
He's a very gracious man being so kind as to take care of all that stuff on his end for us. So.
No, I see, yeah. I just tried getting to it and
yeah. It's just the GoDaddy landing page right now.
That's exactly what it is, yep.
Next, we need to get TSPN.porn.
TSPN.porn?
Make a darknet.
We'll build that one a little bit differently.
Dot onion it. For all the subscribers tour in China.
TSPN.com is also not taken.
Is it not taken?
I mean, there's nothing out here.
The last time I looked, though, it was like Tennessee Suicide Prevention
Network.
Something like that.
Nope.
Nice. No,
they must have gave it up.
It didn't work out.
Oh, no.
They decided they didn't want.
They couldn't.
The website must have committed suicide.
Nobody in Knoxville deserves to not says, commit suicide. Is that
the TSPN.com in the upper right-hand, upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, that's all I got, too.
Somebody still owns it, then. They're just not doing anything with it.
That's all it is.
We just find out who has it and then be like, hey, we want that.
Can we have it for like a couple dollars, or do you have another T state that you want to prevent suicides in? Texas.
Yeah, it was the next one.
Tarzana.
Tampa. Tallahassee.
Tanzania.
Oh, you're going Tasmania. With cities. That makes sense.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of suicide in Tarzana.
I bet you there's a lot in Tampa, too.
Oh, Florida? Yeah.
Especially now.
I wish you could just, like, snap that state off the map.
Same thing with California.
Well, eventually the
earthquake.
The fault line will fluff it off into the ocean.
I hope it happens while we're alive.
I think it's going the other way, and California's riding over
Nevada.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So it just pushes them back over this way?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just crawl over the rest of the states.
Oh, God.
We call it middle California now.
The opposite of Manifest Destiny. It's just going to crawl up.
Push it back.
Sorry, there's less America now.
Just dragging its ass across the other states and leaving a slime trail like a fucking slug.
That would be quite the thing to see.
I feel like there's another Jenna Jameson joke there. I just can't quite find it.
So I was thinking for this episode, I watched another show today. I watched Funhouse today, and they did something that I thought was interesting, but they talked about what they've been doing with lockdown. Now, the beard's still out and about, working.
So, yeah, it will be. I'm an essential person, but so is J-Zack.
Yep, I am also essential person.
I am also considered essential.
But you work from home.
Yeah, I know. So I'm fortunate in that regard.
I'm not essential to be in the physical workplace, but I'm essential enough that I have to work from home.
Right. That's me too. Yeah.
How drunk did you get at work today then?
I decided I wouldn't do it on the first day. Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I still can't type anywhere in there. Oh, is that from Facebook then?
Yeah.
It puts your comments right on there. That could be
instant feedback.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I gotta go find that now.
No, it's only cool until ass gets on there and just starts saying the beard sucks.
Well, no, I can control what goes on the screen.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, nice.
There.
Yeah.
So I can highlight a comment and be like, hey, I'm gonna showcase you.
Hey, we're just like China. We censor everything.
You're right. Right.
Perfect.
We're going to get censored for saying China censors things.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
China. In China, yeah.
That's why we put it in the .onion so that they can still get it. Consume our content in English.
It's English over there.
Ingrid. Oh, man.
Oh,
man. Damn
it. Oh, my land.
I can't control myself most of the time.
HUD's front and center.
What's happening?
Yeah, I did a show with Joe from the Joe Madness podcast today. You wouldn't believe all the R words and F words I was saying.
You need to put it on the screen already. Eduardo.
So he goes, oh, it sucks until somebody gets on there and says the beard sucks.
No, some ass hat. I said ass hat. Go back and watch it. I said ass hat.
It's me. Hey, everyone, it's me. I don't know how to not comment as myself. Oh,
you got a new account. You got it.
Sucks cocks and dicks.
I am glad you used the X too. That is perfect.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
It's as classy as it gets.
Trying to figure out. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Uh oh.
Look at us kids with this new toy of ours.
We've all just started to make fun of things. Let me play with this toy.
Oh, that's so great. The backgrounds are so great.
I can't wait till this COVID-19 thing is over so that
we can get back to it.
Yeah.
We can just go back to in the studio because I'll bring my phone camera and stuff now too, and you'll have two separate video angles of the beard.
Oh, there you go.
No, it's true.
The more the merrier, yes.
Is that what we're doing with that?
One of them will just be concentrated on your groin the whole time. I have two beards.
Ward, did you put your green screen behind you?
I am sitting. Yes, it's behind me. But I tried putting it where I usually sit, but it was cumbersome and painful because I was still fighting with my cracked ribs.
Oh.
So I'm sitting where Chris usually sits now, and I just have it kind of like. I have like about 6 inches behind me, basically.
He's getting COVID all over my mic, is what he's doing.
That's what she said.
Gross.
She coughed in my dong beard.
So,
we're all sequestered to our homes, which sucks. Mara and I followed Uncle Beard all the way around the neighborhood today while he was delivering mail.
Nice.
She's running through people's yards in her footy pajamas, just screaming at Rick. It was awesome.
I'm sure it was awesome. Rick, do you care to comment on how awesome it was?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She's like 1.5 and she just follows me around the neighborhood. It's super cute. It's too bad nobody gets to see it.
That one dude putting his windows in saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a funny little girl though. I'm all right with it.
So is anybody getting anything accomplished like extra? Like, I don't know. Nobody here, other than the fact that we're not here in the room together, really has anything different going on in how they're like functioning, right?
Right.
I have to take professional development courses, and I have to do 3 per week, and they are really time consuming and really stupid. It's government, you know.
Yeah. You do it in your house.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm going to do. Because they're going to probably send us home soon, I imagine, because of what the governor said. So, you know.
I mean, my work day today was pretty much the same as it usually is, only this time I don't have anything here that I need.
So you can't really do anything?
I mean, I was able to do all the stuff that I am able to do. It's just, you know, you spend 40 hours a week at workplace and you cultivate this workspace to be your workspace, and my home space is not my home space.
Right.
So I don't have notepads here. Fuck, I didn't think about anything to write with. As soon as I got home, I was like, oh Jesus Christ, what do I write with?
Well, that's like, so how long did we go without notepads before I started bringing notepads out here for the podcast?
Yeah, I think we're writing on napkins.
Fucking napkins.
Hashtag but, first world problems.
Yeah, it is though. Yeah, that's true.
And we're all white, so that we got that to boot.
Yeah, that's
the best part of it.
My only change is there's more people in my house on a regular basis, and it sucks. Like, go back to work.
My coworker
sent the children back to school.
My coworker Kevin is in between houses right now, and they're staying with friends. So there's like 11 people in this house right now.
Oh,
he's supposed to be working from home.
Jeez, that conference call would be great. All the kids running around in the background. You know, people just have to accept it. They're not at school.
I did use Zoom today and worked with my – I work with my friend Patrick, so I used Zoom today and just hung out with him on Zoom for like 2 hours while we were working. So that was all right, you know. So I'm getting – even today I was getting to see somebody I would like to talk to on a regular basis.
Let me ask you guys this. I mean, do you guys go out to get your groceries or do you get pickup or like what do you do? And is it like pretty much grayed out like it is up here with like Walmart, Fred Meyer? You have to like log on at 6 every morning if you want to get grocery pickup within the next 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't needed to shop yet. I was going to go to Costco tomorrow at some point. Whenever Jenny finishes working, she can take Mars and I can wander over there. But yeah,
are they implementing like people only like a certain amount of people going into the stores and stuff down there?
I haven't tried yet.
Oh,
I hope not.
We have a 50 person limit up here in Coeur d'Alene, and they have some guy who stands out there and like sanitizes your hands and whatnot. And then as soon as somebody goes out, you come back, you can go in.
There was a point about a week and a half ago after the big like.
This is a pandemic.
I love that. Hold on. Hold that there. Hold that back there. Put it back.
Oh, my God. The beard has been eaten by the jackalope.
I want one of those now.
Best gift I ever got from my dad.
That's awesome.
It's the only gift you ever got from your dad, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no. You got that car, too.
Yeah. And I only got that because he left it behind. And I'm sure Kaylee didn't want it.
No, she probably did not want Jerry the Jackalope.
All right. So, what was I going to say? I had something in mind.
Have you tried to go to any shops yet?
Me?
Yeah.
Last week we went out and got a bunch of stuff. I ended up going to Costco, but I went late after all the toilet paper was gone. But I guess a couple days after the toilet paper got wiped out, they were doing like letting only like 8 people in at a time or something.
Jesus.
For a while. I think they backed off on that, but I don't know if they might step it back up now that we have cases in the Valley. But,
about those kids in Kentucky that just had a COVID party.
Yeah.
They're all like, let's all get sick. What a fantastic idea.
That's moralist.
I think if you're not up here in the, I'm going to die from this shit area, just go get it over with and go back to work.
Well, yeah, you had me, I went, oh, before I move on to the next thing, I went to A&B last night and bought, it was the most shameful purchase presentation I think ever. The cart we loaded up with, I think I had like a couple packages of meat, several multiple cases or 12 packs of soda, and then a bunch of chips. So like carbs and empty calories.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was shameful about that.
Well, I mean, that's the point that we're at. I mean, that's all we needed at this point to get by.
We're
pretty well set up. Like Nicole came home with a bunch of bread yesterday, so we threw some loaves of bread in the freezer. Because I was really surprised at the exponential rate that my kids go through bread when we're all at home. They make a lot of fucking sandwiches, man.
The milk and the eggs.
Yeah. Well, we have the
kids don't go through.
We have,
they don't know what to do with them.
Eggs.
Like, Mom, make me some more eggs.
Meatloaf.
Mom, meatloaf. Fuck.
Meatloaf. Fuck.
I had to readjust over here.
Yeah, we could tell.
Yeah, it's, oh, man. From the side.
Like staring into the deadlights now.
It doesn't look any better, but it's way more comfortable.
You know what we're doing here? Us guys on the bottom, you got to look forward, Derek. This is our album covers. I don't know what genre we're in. Why don't you guys tell us what genre we're in?
It's definitely Christian. And then there's a cross anywhere. Oh yeah, Christian.
The beard is hot buttered soul. And Derek disappeared, so yeah. I'm not sure.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he must have really. We must have offended him.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do to offend him?
He can only hear Jesus' name so many times before he gets banished. <right? laughs>
Here's the Christian label. Can't win an Emmy that way.
You said a word with Christ in it, and he was banished back to.
Oh, man.
There he is.
Yeah, going off cam for a minute.
He had to adjust his balls and didn't want the world to see.
Oh,
I had to adjust the camera.
Oh, fucking, how many people are watching? I haven't been paying attention.
We have three eyes right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Three more is nice.
So six then?
One of them is me on my computer, and I have the monitor off and the speakers off.
Shut up. No.
Oh, if we want to inflate it, I could do like 4 computers.
I can just hook up from everywhere.
That's what we want to do.
I'm the goddamn screen slaver.
Oh my gosh.
Got one right there.
You directed me to that NPR podcast that I listened to today.
Oh, The Hidden Brain. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start. Actually, does that have all good shows Are all the episodes good?
I've never heard a bad one. I mean, there's some that are you're just like, I don't care about this topic. But right. Even then, like, Shankar Vedanta is, he's a good host, and he keeps things on point.
Yeah.
Chicago.
That show, it was like simultaneously educational, entertaining, and scary at the same time. Like, not so, like, I wasn't really scared, but I'm like, okay, well, we're going to relive the past, basically, with the 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah.
And I think the third wave will come through and kill people in our age group.
I hope so.
If a new strain evolves from this.
I hate so many people that I would be all right if some of them died.
Well, did you? There was a guy on 4chan who was a stockbroker dude, and he was saying all this is going to happen, and he's a prophet, just like, you know, where they have those people who prophesize this and all the books that you see going around Facebook that are fake, you know, they're like, oh, in 2020 it's going to be a respiratory illness, it's going to pop up, and then all of a sudden it's going to disappear, and then it's going to come back 10 years later, and it's going to kill even more people, you know, you all saw that too. It's ridiculous with that. But he said that the bats, if it gets to Brazil, then we're all really screwed because it's going to mutate and come back, and then it's going to wipe out 90% of us.
Fantastic.
So, I believe that.
Here it comes.
Have you seen the pictures of the smog clearing in China?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's amazing.
Just like overnight, yeah.
I was looking at crime stats because I had the thought, like, I wonder how this has affected crime. And the only city I could find anything for, I think it was Philadelphia. And all of their crime is down except auto theft, which is up 80%.
New York's crime actually went down too.
Recently. People are staying inside.
So
I stand by.
If you go to like the live New York cams right now, it's just like nothing's going on.
Awesome. Like Times Square and stuff. Yeah. It's just blank. Yeah. There's like three people there.
New Yorkers.
But seriously, put yourself in their position, living in a city like that and being surrounded by millions of people, and then there's a super bug that's killing people. That's a frightening thing. I would stay home easily.
Yeah. Did you guys see the meme? Pretty funny. Did you guys see the meme of they shut down one of the Comic Cons and somebody commented on there and said, yeah, they pretty much knew that COVID virus would mutate with all the sideshow freaks that go to those shows and their hygiene and turn into the virus from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we better nip that in the bud.
It was Emerald Comic Con Seattle. Back when this was first coming out, and everybody's like, they can't cancel that. And I'm like, well, I bet they probably will.
I bet they can.
Canceled literally everything. No sports. Like, yeah, I mentioned texting Ward. I'm like, what do you guys talk about on the sports show, Derek?
it's become the Ocho.
The Ocho. Insane sports.
Last week we ended up talking about Dragon Ball Z quite a bit.
That's good stuff. I do like that.
But last week we mostly talked about the Tom Brady stuff. There was actually a lot of stuff that happened in football.
NFL free agency. Yeah.
So that really helped. But I mean, once we ran out of that, it was pretty much.
Yep.
Did you watch Dragon Ball
Z? Goku raped the planet? His Super Saiyan blast, he did it. The whole planet disintegrated. It was awesome. Took him four episodes to get it charged up, but by God, when he did,
Spirit Bomb,
he hacked the planet.
Oh my God, he did so much trembling and sweating in between then.
The voice actors are great for DBZ.
Yeah, I love it.
Fucking money. Oh, the games are great.
The games are great.
Games are phenomenal.
The universe is great.
Yeah. It's not bad at all. Played the Legacy of Goku 1 and 2 on Game Boy.
Those little games where you tramped around and punched bushes and stuff?
Yeah, in order to get XP to level up in order to fight the guys.
It's terrible.
Kick the crap out of you no matter what level you were. It was fun camping trips.
Those are fun games. We've also been playing. Well, last weekend I was playing Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah, of course. It just came out. You know, everybody's playing Animal Crossing right now.
It was either Doom 4 or Animal Crossing. Yeah, or Doom Eternal or Animal Crossing.
That's what I was playing. I was playing Doom.
Is it good?
It's phenomenal.
God damn it! I need to get it.
Well, worth your time.
Okay.
Just do it. Just do
what
it.
What'd you get it on?
PC. PC Master Race, man. You know that. Oh, look at that.
I should have known that.
Hey, look at that shared screen. I love it.
Look at those assholes down there trying to make everybody sick, walking in threes like that.
It's like literally.
Social distancing.
Ooh, police are going to pull them over, right? Shit.
Somebody fucking arrest them and stuff them in a jail. My God.
Is that a biker?
All the white cars down there. It's like a whole bunch of fleet vehicles. That's all there is.
There's like 17 cops.
Dude, there's so many cops. And like you saw it in Chicago, too. They were shutting down that area right by the lake and stuff because people just didn't care. They're like, nah, screw it. Whatever.
Well, I hope they don't start shooting people in the streets because Mara and I walk up and down the block 3 or 4 times a day.
No, we live in Idaho. I mean, you should shoot back if you start getting shot at.
Our houses are already far enough apart.
The streets of New York right now look like the streets of Lewiston all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just down there. I was there in 2018, and it was like
it's you were.
Then. Or anything.
Oh, it's dicey.
Like
all the time, there's just people everywhere.
There's still taxis going out? Who's going out?
I wonder if there's Ubers.
There's got to be, right? Still. Uber Eats is offering, free stuff, too. I should have wrote all the free shit that's going down. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm like, free premium on Pornhub. Don't ask me how I know that. Free Uber Eats because I like to eat. You know, the two things I love in this world, apparently.
Porn and chicken.
Crossing the streets and got a crosswalk.
I just want to know where I can go find a nice bat to eat.
Go to Brazil. You won't come back, probably.
You know, in communist Russia, the bats eat you. Nobody. Yakov Smirnov. Dude's a fucking legend. Legend.
What is this? What time is it over there? It's 10:39 over there, too. I guess we should have taken that into consideration, but...
No, it's still hopping at 10:39.
Right?
They still have orgies in the streets in Times Square at 10:30.
Forever.
Those
21.
Don't shut down until 5.
This is Pedestrian Plaza right here.
Wow.
Aptly named.
There's
not
usually
a lot of pedestrians.
There's usually at least 2 or 3 hookers getting bent over newsstands at that point. Not newsstands, those newspaper machines that you put a dollar
that's,
in.
That's pre Giuliani New York. New York's not like that anymore.
That guy took all the fun out of there.
Isn't that guy in jail?
No, he's not in jail.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't think he'll go to jail.
No.
Probably not.
I don't think so either.
If he goes to jail, he'll get a pardon immediately.
Oh, yeah. You'd hope. Trump's kind of forgetful. He might just be like, who's this guy? Huh? Rudy? I don't know anybody named Rudy.
I don't
Rudy.
Even know that guy. Who is he?
John Astin played Rudy, didn't he? That guy. I'll pardon that guy. Yeah, Rudy's pardoned. You're okay, Sean Astin.
Is that who they meant? They meant the guy from the movie Rudy? Give Sean Astin pardon.
Are you fingering the Charmin move?
Yeah, that's what I think he's doing.
No, I'm pointing him out. I want those Charmin YouTube monies.
Yeah, they won't give us anything.
No, they're
you, Charmin.
They're doing
to dry my ass.
They don't even need advertising right now.
The bidet, man. Yeah.
The bidet.
I bought a bidet. I'm installing it tomorrow.
The bidet. Hey, let me know how that goes.
Bear's been using one for 10 years.
No, only 5.
Is it only 5?
I almost thought about doing a video of it, but then I'm like, I gotta clean my toilet before I like.
You gotta clean your whole fucking bathroom.
Like I gotta.
I don't know why you need to.
I'm gonna do that anyway.
Your toilet to show people you shitting with a bidet. Here's a live stream of me washing my asshole. Don't eat it, ladies. Yeah. You gotta stop doing that.
You'll get the corona.
Donate to my Patreon if you want to see a view from underneath my taint.
Go on to OnlyFans right now. Ward's OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Oh my god.
You know, can find my website at biturl.
If you hit the first sweat stretch goal, you can see my balls and my taint.
I have to get you to understand.
You can check it out on my premium snaps.
Like, that's the new thing, to be like 16 and sell your freaking boobs for like $50 to all these freaking crazy weirdos. Golly.
And your bathwater.
Yeah, your bathwater.
You want to buy my COVID bathwater?
A lot of
fucking
quote
$800 a vial.
People are buying it. It's stupid.
They are. I love this country.
A lot of female comedians.
The shit that you can sell.
What if female comedians
sold a snatch candle?
Not any really good ones, but like shitty ones. But of course, it's female comedians. They're doing OnlyFans. They're setting up those OnlyFans sites.
Yeah,
of course they are. Because female comedians suck.
Women aren't funny.
No, they're not. They're not.
Oh man.
And I'm not trying to be sexist, but they're fucking not.
Wow, you guys are bad.
Whiny. They're whiny. If you want to get a comedy club going, and they're not, and some guy is preventing you, go fucking build your own comedy club, you whiny bitch.
These are the things you only say in confidence. Where you're not being recorded.
Oh no, I.
Well, the beard's face isn't on camera, so you're safe.
Like they don't know who I am.
Well, yep. Say what you want, man.
Say what you want.
My name's Rex. How's it going?
What's up, Rex?
Need to see
Rex
some ID.
Rex is a dog's name.
Amy Schumer, prime example of a shitty female comedian.
I do not like Amy Schumer. Yeah.
She's just a garbage human being. She's not a representation of women. She's just a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, I'm not saying she represents women. She represents female comedy, though, at this point. That's who people aspire to be, her and Eliza Schlesinger, who's also...
And she's not that funny either.
Not that
her
great.
First one was good. And then after that, it was like, she's just trying to get hashtags to trend, and it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. She's trying to be in 2020... the 2008 Dane Cook.
I used to love Dane Cook.
Hot take.
I think he's a better actor than he is a comedian.
Player of the month.
Mr. Brooks. Yeah, me too.
I know we bring up Mr. Brooks a lot, but what a great movie. It's an excellent performance all the way around.
He was great in Waiting and his episode of Workaholics. I really enjoyed him.
Player of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one's not
bad. Employee of the Month is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of underrated because it was in theaters for like a day and then it just instantly went to a Comedy Central.
Yeah. Good Luck Chuck wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah.
He had a lot of really good looking co-stars.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Well, there. Dane Cook has a pretty good filmography.
Yeah. Is Dane Cook underrated?
No,
he has a sci-fi channel movie.
Appropriately rated.
He's appropriately.
Oh, he is.
Showed up on Sci-Fi Channel. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No.
His last stand-up special was good too. It was kind of the one where he addressed
the other people's jokes.
Well, yeah, he kind of addressed that whole thing about how it kind of killed his career and.
Well, I think also his brother embezzling a bunch of his money didn't help him either.
He talks about that in the stand-up special. It's pretty good, actually. It's worth a watch.
I might have to check that out. Is it on Netflix?
Oh. Do you remember that he is the second lead in the movie Simon Says with Dennis Rodman from 1998?
Dennis Rodman?
Really?
Yes.
don't even remember that movie.
Really?
Really.
Neither do I.
When I think of bleach blonde black dude saying Simon Says, I always
go that's like Snipes in the movie Demolition Man.
Yep. Always Demolition Man.
I want to take your, the sail from your, the wind from your sail, Chris, and I felt like I got there.
Demolition Man is the shit.
Demolition Man is a very good movie.
My dog performs. Hello, Wubba Dog.
Aww.
Aww.
Here's a question.
He's happy that I'm home.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, it says.
With a Z.
Yeah. I never would have known. PG-13, yeah, right.
That's strongly
cautious. What? Robin in a PG-13 movie?
Your kids will go to North Korea after this movie.
I haven't even seen an actor yet. Oh, there he is.
Everybody wants to throw that
as rock away from an exploding building. Oh, that's terrible.
It's the Riddler.
Do you have the disc?
Do you have the microfilm?
Did Dan Cook there?
Yeah.
This is a movie if I directed it.
Cinematography by the Beard.
Fucking terrible.
Oh, look at that. Excuse us.
I've made better trailers with my son and an iPad.
In their defense, this movie... did really good in North Korea.
It did.
Well, no shit. Rodman is a hero in North Korea.
Yeah, he is.
Kim Jong is extra ill.
Oh, my God.
That's Dan Cook.
That's him right there.
Look at him doing the double fist shake over and over again. It's like... Just imagine jerking off two Dennis Rodmans at the same time. Come on, Dane.
What the?
Wow, they put the sex scene in the trailer. You never see that.
They gave it all away, even the money shot.
Did you say this was 98?
I think it was 98. I feel like it was. Let's find out. For sure.
It looks
God
like it.
Bless America.
Dane Cook.
Can we, you know how we've got POTUS, when would he start? 2020? No, not 2020. Yeah. We need to get Dane Cook where he's jerking as a little motion went over here. Or right in between all of us.
I'll put it so his hands are like right in the,
Oh, that would be great.
I'll make one so he has five hands.
So he can jerk us all
off. At the start of this conversation, we talked about how great he was, and he has a really good
filmography.
Slate of films.
And then
now we're talking about him jerking off Dennis Rodman.
1999.
Oh my God.
You want to know what's Rotten Tomatoes score?
Yeah.
37.
13. What? Really? They haven't rated it?
It's zero.
Or it's literally zero.
It's zero.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So it's
I can't believe I haven't heard about that if it has a zero rating.
Audience score is 17. Let's take a look. I'll pull it over here.
That's about right.
Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
Wow.
You are.
Yeah. That's great. Damn.
That's awful.
Terrible. 1999.
My I can't believe God. That.
Wow.
No. Should we tell us we can still hear him?
Huh?
Nothing.
You can still hear me?
Yeah, I only said it because you were putting your muffs back on that fast.
I was putting what?
Your headphones, your cans.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't hear her. She bought me a Red Bull. It was awesome.
Oh, super sweet. That reminds me, I need a beer.
So what's everybody going to do with their stimulus checks?
Oh my God.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy a crate of MAGA hats.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect. And then pass them out.
No, I think you can get 1,000 for $1,200, and I'll sell them for $5 a piece, and then my stimulus check can get me a brick of cocaine.
We'll get you a brick. I know that for a fact.
1,000.
You really think you would sell that many MAGA hats?
Dude, I could sell ice to Eskimos.
All right.
I could sell MAGA hats to liberals.
Eduardo, what are you going to do?
No, wear it ironically.
I am going to, I'm pretty sure this, I'm going to definitely stimulate the economy because I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy an 86 inch TV from Costco.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Stimulate that economy money. Like a clip. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, fuck. If I'm going to be stuck in my house for that long, I might as well enjoy myself. I mean, it's not like, okay, we have a 70-inch TV. It's not like we're fucking destitute.
So we need a 14 more inches out top.
Your TV's hurting for a squirt. It needs 2 more feet.
Yeah. So inches. You had some theories, Chris, about the Spanish flu.
Oh, yeah. I almost segued into that when you were talking about it. And I think that a combination of the Spanish flu and World War I are why so many early superheroes were orphans. And now that trope has just stuck. And that's why, Batman and Superman, both orphans. Superman got a nice little family in Kansas, but he's adopted. He's an orphan, right? And Batman had Alfred, but his parents got killed. As we've seen 1,000 times, my son and I were watching Batman Begins the other day. He's like, how come in every time Batman's parents get killed, we have to watch pearls fall down?
No,
I was like, I don't know, homie.
Emphasize that she's a woman and a wife and a mother.
He's going to be watching porn later and someone's going to drop a pearl necklace on this bitch. He's going to be like, oh, fucking Batman's parents died.
He threw that pearl necklace on that gutter home. Slut. Yeah.
I like the theory.
I think it holds up. I mean, there's so many kids lost their parents in the war. And the Spanish flu killed 700,000 people in America.
Yeah.
And I think more than a third of the whole population of the planet at the time had it. And all those kids, 20 years later, Superman came out. It's what, 38? And then 39, Batman came out. So right about the time those kids were hitting their stride in the creative endeavors, all these superheroes showed up and all of them were orphans. Billy Batson's an orphan.
So do we know if the kid,
Peter Parker,
the show creators were orphans, or the character creators were orphans, or do you just think it was kind of like in the back of people's minds?
I think it was mostly in the back of people's minds. I don't know what Bill Finger and
Shoemaker
and Kane and Schuster.
Yeah.
What's the other dude's name? Anyway, I don't know what they're.
Schuster and Jerry Siegel.
Yeah, Siegel and Schuster. I keep thinking Simon and Schuster because Simon and Schuster Audio did The Dark Tower, and I listen to that fairly regularly, once a year. Let me look them up real quick and see.
Jerry's mother died of a heart attack on August 17th, 1941. Jerry's father was assaulted in his store by a shoplifter and suffered a fatal heart attack.
So, yeah.
What year did dad die?
32.
32.
But he was born in 1914. So.
There's definitely a tragic connection.
Damn. Yeah. And then Schuster. Oh. Jewish by way of Kiev.
Oh.
Good for him.
Lucked out getting over here.
Life was a lot more tragic 100 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Wow, they were grade school friends. They don't say anything about his parents. What about Bob Kane?
What about Bob?
Baby step.
He went to high school with Will Eisner. How about that? No, they don't say anything about his parents either. So it's hard to say, but, you know, just there had to have been lots of orphans around because the Spanish flu killed people 20 to 40 primarily, and the war took people, what, 18 to 25 mostly, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was definitely in people's subconscious. One of the things that, like, that podcast was talking about is how, like, the war kind of almost, like, distracted from the flu a little bit because they kind of, like, were they tried to shift the focus to the war effort to kind of take people's mind off the pandemic that was tearing the country to shred.
Yeah. It was a... Wow. Jeez.
Just got dark.
No,
got quiet.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So what superhero is going to come out of this one, then?
Pandemic Man.
Some guy in sweatpants.
The Chinese propagandist, the Pepper Man,
will actually have started out as a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And their name will be Mandemic.
Mandemic.
Yeah.
There'll be another one. That's a Chinese tranny hooker that gets beaten by its pimp and gains superpowers from the head injury. You gave COVID to my best customers? Boom!
You can't have that because you have a bunch of kids going out and trying to become transvestite hookers so they could get a head injury and become superpowered.
I know, they're setting a bad precedent. But, you know, China's got its limited internet and they only get so much, and even their propaganda guys can only interpret so many things when you run it through Google Translate a couple of times. So he's like, oh, they must be Chinese hookah. Yeah. And then there it goes. Jesus. I'm so much worse in my own basement.